present the amusingly transcribed Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard.
It seems rather busy downtown today. There's a crowd gathered over in front of the Civic Auditorium. It looks as if they're standing in line for something. Gosh, I hope there's no trouble of any sort. Oh, I guess not. That policeman looks calm enough. He's just standing there looking over that car. Uh-oh. No wonder he's looking at it. It's parked right in front of a fire hydrant. Now, who in the world would be thoughtless enough to do a thing like that?
Well, good afternoon, officer.
Hmm? Oh, good afternoon.
It's a lovely day, isn't it?
It's a beautiful day.
Things pretty quiet this afternoon?
Oh, yes, yes. So far. This isn't by any chance your car here, is it?
Car? Well, for goodness sake, somebody's pushed me right in front of this fire plug. I want you to look at this, officer.
Yes, I've already seen it, thanks. In fact, I was just about to make a little notation on it when you came along. It
makes you wonder what in the world possesses people to do a devilish thing like that. Push a man's car in front of a fire hydrant.
Well, people do some strange things sometimes. As a matter of fact, I've never given a ticket to a man for parking in front of a fire plug.
Well, that's a very nice attitude to take.
Pardon me, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were saying?
I've never given a ticket to a man for parking in front of a fire plug who didn't insist he was pushed there. Not that I'm doubting your word, you understand.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's just that the innocent have to suffer with the guilty. Not suffer exactly, but suffer the embarrassment of having a police officer point out that the car is illegally parked and requesting the innocent party not to do it again, or he's liable to get a ticket.
Yes.
Whole thing causes a very embarrassing situation for all concerned.
Well, those things are understandable sometimes. I suppose you were standing in line for tickets to the ballet. It's really been a sellout this year.
Oh, is that so? I didn't realize so many people went in for ballet.
Oh, yes, yes, you'd be surprised. As a matter of fact, I didn't go in for it much myself till I was put on the beat a week ago. Now I'm what you might call a regular fan.
Oh, have you seen it?
Every night. It's a study in perfection. You know, you really have to be in tip-top physical condition to put on a performance like they do night after night.
Oh, I guess it is pretty strenuous, hopping and jumping around like that.
I should say it is. And yet it's amazing how few people realize the true perfection of the ballet. The dancers are all magnificently trained athletes. It's an inspiring spectacle to behold.
Oh, I believe it. Although, frankly, I hadn't given it much thought till now. You know, it's one of those things you just don't give much thought to.
Yeah. Well, you'll really enjoy it. How many tickets did you get?
No, you don't understand. You see, I didn't intend... I'd love to have gotten a couple, but I just didn't have time to stand in line. See, I only left the car here for a moment. Yeah, I figured I could get back before... I didn't think I'd have the time.
Then you haven't gotten your ballet tickets yet?
No. As a matter of fact, I guess I'll have to forego the pleasure.
I couldn't let you do a thing like that, Mr... Mr...
Fireplug. That's... Nelson.
Watch those Freudian slips, Mr. Nelson.
Fireplug, isn't that silly? I don't know what in the world brought that to my ticket.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Nelson. This ballet is too good for you to miss. So I'm going to insist that you buy these two tickets I have here.
Oh, that's very nice of you, but I really
don't.
No,
don't try to thank me. I'd be a fine one to let you go home empty-handed after you've come all the way down and parked right in front here just to get a ticket to the ballet.
Well, it's very nice of you.
It's a pleasure. Will two tickets take care of it?
Well,
if that won't be enough, I can let you
have
any
number. No. I was just wondering, are you sure your wife won't mind? She may be disappointed when you come home without any tickets.
She'd be tickled to death, Mr. Nelson. She's chairman of the committee. She's selling them.
Oh.
Yes, here you are. That's $2.50 apiece.
Here you are. $5.
Oh, thank you ever so much. I know you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Well, goodbye. I hope I see you next month.
Next month? Well, I thought the ballet tickets were for this week.
That's right. But next month is the policeman's ball.
There, Clara.
Hello, Harry, dear.
Come on in.
Well, thank you, dear, but I don't know whether I should stay or not.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm really on the warpath today, and that's the honest truth.
Oh, Clara, I'm sure you don't mean that.
Well, just listen to this. Last night, out of the clear sky, what does Joe do but come walking into the house with two tickets for the ballet?
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Well, that's what I thought at first.
In fact, I've been trying to get Ozzy to go for years.
Well, you won't have any trouble this year, honey. I'll bet every man in town will be there, and that's the honest truth.
For goodness sakes, why?
I just found out myself about a half hour ago. What do you think the name of the ballet is this year?
I don't think I've heard.
Well, just hold your breath, honey. It's called Escapades Along the Riviera. The whole thing takes place on the beach in France. Can't you imagine what the ballet is going to be like?
Sounds like it might be interesting.
Well, maybe so, but you know those French girls with their ooh-la-las and everything. Give them an inch and they got a bathing suit.
So it certainly sounds like an unusual ballet.
Wait till I see that husband of mine. He thinks he's so smart. He got seats in the second row. I should have known there was something fishy about the whole thing the minute he told me.
Why do you say that?
Well, for one thing, he came in with some fantastic story about a policeman practically forcing him to buy the ticket.
Well, maybe it was the truth.
Well, that's what I thought until Mary Peabody told me her husband came home with the same story.
I'll admit it doesn't show much originality.
Well, Mary thinks they got together and made the whole thing up.
That sounds like a lot of trouble to go to. It must be quite a show.
Now, whatever it is, Joe's not going to see it. And that's the honest truth.
Oh, Clara, don't be so cruel.
I'll bet you think differently if Ozzy came waltzing in with a couple of tickets.
I'm afraid there's not much chance of that. I can't even get him out to see a movie lately. I made the mistake of buying him some good books for Christmas.
I think I'll buy some books for Joe. He can read them while he's lying there in the hospital. Goodbye, Harry.
Goodbye, Clara.
Harriet.
Well, hello, dear. You're home early.
Not only that, I've got a little surprise for you.
Good for you.
Well, aren't you going to ask me what it is?
Okay, dear, what is it?
Nah, not so fast. This is going to be a real surprise.
Then come on, tell me.
See if you can guess. When you hear about this, you'll dance with joy.
Oh?
You know you're always after me to take you to something that's cultural and artistic?
No, but go on.
You'll never guess where we're going on a certain evening this week. It's cultural, and you'll just love it. Fellow started telling me about it downtown, and I just couldn't resist buying two tickets.
Oh, I see.
You'll really have to be on your toes to guess it.
You've got two tickets to the ballet.
Well, how did you guess?
From that eager look in your eye.
I understand it's really terrific. You should have heard this guy rave about it. They say it's a sellout this year. Should have seen the crowd waiting in line. Why are you looking at me so funny?
What made you suddenly decide you'd like to see the ballet this year?
What are you building up to?
When are you going to tell me about the policeman?
Policeman? Well, how did
That's
you...
That's what happened, isn't it? A policeman practically forced the tickets on you?
Well, how did you find that out?
Honestly, now, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Well, not especially. I don't see what harm I've done.
Why didn't you come right out and tell me why you bought the tickets?
Well, now you're making a big issue out of nothing. I was going to tell you why, but you didn't give me a chance.
All I heard was a lot of talk about culture.
Harry, this is ridiculous. What difference does it make why I bought the tickets? Point is, I've got two excellent seats in the front row.
The front row?
Well, yes, you'll be able to see everything. Not only a ballet, they tell me it's practically an athletic exhibition.
Well, that's just dandy.
Harriet, just tell me one thing. Do you or don't you want to go to the ballet?
Frankly, no.
That's all I want to know. Then we'll stay home. I'll fight my way through some more of those dull books you gave me for Christmas.
That won't be necessary, dear. I'm going downtown later, so I'll bring you home a copy of Snappy Stories, The Police Gazette, and Captain Billy's Whiz Bang.
What's the matter with you?
Thorny, sometimes I don't understand women.
Oh, they're not difficult to understand. Once you realize they're impossible to understand.
Well, Harriet certainly is. Here I come home with two tickets to the ballet. And how does she show her gratitude?
She makes you go with her.
No, I was willing to go. But she seemed to be more interested in why I bought the tickets. For years, she's been trying to sell me on taking her to the ballet. Now I come home with the tickets, and she doesn't want to go.
Well, what do you plan on doing with the tickets?
I don't know. Do you want them?
Well, it all depends on how much you're asking for them. It has to be within my price range.
They're free.
Free, huh? Is that for two?
It's for the two. Is it within your price range?
The exact amount I had in mind.
Hey, they're yours. Here, take them.
Well, thanks, Oz. I hope they're good seats. I want to make sure I get your money's worth.
They're very good seats. They're in the front row, as a matter of fact.
Okay, remember now, you gave them to me.
Thorny, I'm not an Indian giver.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Then it's agreed that the tickets now belong to me.
Well, of course they do. And you don't have to slip them down the front of your shirt. I won't try to get them back.
Well, I guess it's okay to let you in on the news. Evidently, you don't know what the ballet is about.
What do you mean, what it's about? It's a ballet.
It's called Escapades Along the Riviera. It takes place in France, on the beach. The French beach, Oz.
You mean they have a lot of girls running around in bathing suits? What kind of a ballet is that?
Pretty good, if you ask me, Oz. I understand they even sell chocolates between the acts. Get your hands away from my shirt.
Holy smokes, this is terrible, Thorny. No wonder Harriet acted so funny. She thinks I wanted to go to the show just to see this Riviera thing. Gosh, now how am I going to explain this to Harriet?
It was very simple. Be honest with her. Explain that you had no idea what it was like. You wouldn't think of going to see anything like that.
Yeah, and then what?
Then, if you can get out tonight, I'll take you to the ballet.
Oh, Thorny, don't be silly.
Come on, Oz. I want you to be my guest. Some sucker gave me his tickets.
No, thank you. Aren't you going to take Catherine?
Oh, I don't think she appreciates the finer things like that.
Escapades along the Riviera. Imagine that.
I don't have to imagine it. I'm going to see it. From the front row, too.
Yeah, I've got to tell Harriet. Yeah, maybe I'll soften her up first. How about walking down the drugstore with me? I think I'll buy her a nice box of candy.
Oh, I won't have time. I got to get slicked up for the ballet.
Well, I hope Catherine doesn't unslick you when she finds out.
Oh, no worry about that, Oz. Catherine's a very broad-minded woman. On her good day, she's very reasonable and intelligent.
Well, good luck. I'm going down and get the candy.
I'll go with you. I think I'll get a box for Catherine, too. This is liable to be one of her bad days.
I give up. Who is it?
Well, for goodness sakes, you could have fooled me, Clara.
I was using my throaty voice. It fools everybody.
What's on your mind? That is, what were you calling about?
Well, honey, forgive me if I sound a little bit silly, but I'm practically in hysterics.
What happened?
Well, Joe went downtown, and he found out a little more about the valet. Now listen to this. This will just kill you.
I'm listening.
Well, it does take place in France. It is the beach, but the date of the thing is 1870.
1870?
Yes, and the girls will be wearing bathing suits. But, honey, have you ever seen pictures of bathing suits in 1870? The dancers will have more clothes on than the audience.
Oh, Clara, that's wonderful.
Oh, isn't it a dream? Joe phoned a few minutes ago. He wanted to know if I wouldn't rather go bowling tonight.
Are you going to make him take you to the ballet?
You bet I am. You know, Harriet, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can fool all the people some of the time. And you can fool some of the people all the time, and you can fool all the... Well, whatever it is, it's the honest truth. That's the honest truth. Well, goodbye, Harriet.
Goodbye, Clara. Thanks for the news.
Hi, Pop. Hi, Pop.
Oh, hello, boys. Where's your mother?
She went downtown. Who's the candy for?
I bought it for your mother.
Oh? How come she's mad at you?
What makes you think she's mad at me?
Well, you're bringing her candy.
Now, just a minute, young man. Can't I bring your mother candy without having an ulterior motive?
What does that mean exactly, Pop?
Well, it means that I just brought your mother some candy. It's true, we had a slight misunderstanding, but usually an explanation and a box of candy takes care of everything.
Why don't you give Mom the explanation and give us the candy?
I will not.
Gee, we don't get anything. We can't have the candy. How about an explanation?
Well, in the first place, what can I explain to you?
Explain why we can't have the candy.
You can't have it because I bought it for your mother.
What was the misunderstanding about, Pop?
Well, I bought a couple of tickets to the ballet.
Ballet? God, that's sissy stuff.
It isn't sissy stuff, David. In fact, a lot of men go to the ballet. At least a lot of men will be going tonight.
How come Mom's mad? Doesn't she like the ballet?
Well, as you grow older, David, you'll find that the feminine mind is a very weird and complicated machine.
Like an airplane, huh, Pop?
Yes, without a pilot. As a matter of fact, at times, women are very, very difficult to understand.
I'll say. A new girl came to school, and I can't understand her.
What's the matter?
She's different from the other girls.
In what way?
She doesn't like me.
Do most of the girls at school like you?
Oh, sure, they all do. They think I'm cute. Of course, teachers don't count.
Oh, stop bragging, Ricky. You aren't cute at all.
I don't know. I was looking in the mirror this morning, and I'm not bad.
Well, good for you.
You make me sick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I suppose this new boy tie isn't pretty sharp.
Now, wait a minute, fellas. One argument in the family is enough for today.
Yeah, how come Mom doesn't want to go to the ballet?
Well, this year the ballet is going to be rather... Well, I don't think you'd understand, David. Or maybe you would.
What is it?
Well, it takes place in France, on the beach.
So what?
No, you don't understand. Oh, I think that's your mother. You boys go outside and play for a while, will you?
Sounds like more fun in here.
No. Run along now. Run along.
Well, hello, dear.
Harriet, I've got something for you. Surprise! No. I'd better forget that word for a while.
Well, what's this?
It's a box of candy. See? Some Riviera mints. Riviera?
Very much, dear.
And I also want you to know that I found out all about the Riviera Ballet. Thorny told me.
Oh?
And believe me when I tell you, if I'd really known what it was like, I would never have bought the tickets.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
Well, naturally. Frankly, it doesn't interest me anymore. In fact, I'm glad that you didn't want to go. Who wants to see a lot of girls running around in skimpy bathing suits?
Oh, yes, of course. Girls in skimpy bathing suits, the Riviera number.
Yes, well, that stuff doesn't interest me at all. I'd much rather stay home and just relax in the easy chair with those delightful books that you got me for Christmas.
Ozzie, why don't we go to the ballet tonight?
You'd like to?
We might enjoy it.
Well, I mean, that stuff doesn't appeal to me, but I might be talked into it. I mean, it's nothing that I'm over-anxious to see, but I don't mind going with you. Hadn't we better hurry? There'll be quite a line.
It's only 4:00. Ballet doesn't start until 8:30. Do we have good seats?
Well, I told you, they're wonderful. Right in the front row. I was telling Thorny that...
What's the matter?
Well, I gave our tickets to Thorny.
Relax, dear. Look.
What have you got there?
2 tickets to the ballet.
You ran into the same policeman?
No, I met his wife. He was out to lunch.
What's so funny?
I guess it's my fiendish sense of humor.
What are you talking about?
I have some interesting news for you, dear. The Riviera Ballet takes place in 1870.
1870?
Yes, dear. Do you know what the bathing suits looked like in 1870?
No, I don't think so. When did Clara tell you about it?
Well, she called a little boy. How did you know Clara told me about
it? She's the local Pony Express, isn't she?
As a matter of fact, she did tell me. Joe found out and phoned her. She was going to make him stay home tonight, but now she's insisting he go.
Really? Poor old Joe.
Poor old Ozzie, too. You're not going to worm out of it.
Well, have I tried to?
No.
In fact, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, by the way, Joe asked me to give you his regards.
Joe Randolph?
Yeah, he was down at the drugstore buying a box of candy for Clara.
What for? She isn't mad at him.
Well, he figures she will be after she sees the ballet and finds out the dirty little trick he's pulled on her.
Joe deliberately made up that 1870 business?
Let me give you his exact words. He said, "There's more than one way to bag a cat, and I do mean Clara."
This is Vern Smith saying, tune in again next week for another transcribed adventure of Ozzie and Harriet, starring Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.